Je suis ici avec Bob Spring and the Calling Sirens qui jouent ce soir sur la scène de Music in the Park. Would you describe yourself, would you describe Bob Spring and the Calling Sirens in 3 words for our audience?
Music, authentic, steady.
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 From black.
In a wide range.
Okay.
So, yeah. Can I use 4 or 5?
Go ahead.
No, it's somewhere between Americana, alternative country, and raw blues.
So we know also that you were looking for a band, and the Calling Sirens were looking for a singer, and you met. But how exactly did the meeting happen?
Well, the drummer called me one day and asked if I wanted to jump in for their singer who was gone. For the shows that were already booked, and the deal was I'm gonna play 3 of their songs and they're gonna play 3 of mine, and so it happened, and we just met, had like one rehearse, and that was it.
And was it during the day, did you drink something, can you really like...
No, I was working and it was maybe 1 p.m. and just got the phone call. That was it. It's not a huge story.
But it was for the show for the same night, or was it for
a
show?
No, that was for we had 4 weeks, but I had holidays in Croatia for 1 week, and so we had two days to rehearse the whole set for.
And so now you have experienced the solo concerts. And now the concert with the group, with the Calling Sirens. And which one do you prefer between being solo and being in a group?
Well, with the whole band, you have a much wider range of possibilities. You know, you can create more layers on each song. Yeah, I mean, I used to play a lot solo with just voice and guitar, and I just sometimes get rid of just having a guitar and a voice. So it's cool to have more musicians that you know join the song and not yeah, that's the main point.
So you can find like new paths to go on with the band.
Exactly. Yeah.
So it brings my next questions. Which is about the atmosphere that there's between you and the band. How do you work together?
Absolutely naturally. That's, you know, I was looking for musicians to form that kind of band, but it was pretty hard to find them, and they just came up the plan just at the right time, and I mean the idea of having making a record with the band just came up totally naturally. Just like we were playing and we're like, why not do a record? We just go to a studio, press record and just do it. That's how it happened.
And in your songs, because you are the writer of the songs, or do you write with the band too?
No, I write the songs, and well, now there are some songs that we created jamming. But you know, I come up with a song with a raw structure, and they just like work to that song, you know, and arrange and bring their own inputs to them.
And what about your favorite themes? What do you talk about in your songs?
About reality. I mean, most songs are just. I think everyone knows what I'm talking about when I say I don't feel like dancing, you know. So it's not, I'm not a storyteller in a common sense, so it's, yeah.
Just want to make good music.
Yeah.
And I have a question about how you write songs. Do you write first the do you have an idea of the story and the lyrics, and then you put the melody on it, or is the opposites, or a mix?
No, I just press record and jam. That's how they come naturally and unfaked. You know, when you sit down and you write some words, then you start thinking about, can I say it like that? Should I say it like that? Isn't that too extreme? Isn't that too cheesy? You know, and I often just record it and have to write it down by listening, because they're, you know, they just come out and they're okay like that. So
there's a lot of improvisation.
Yeah. That's the first step, mainly. Yeah.
Do you play a lot in Switzerland?
Yeah. I'm forced to. Yeah. No, you know, I wanted to leave Switzerland just before the guys came up. So, you know, just at the right time or just the wrong time they came in.
The future will tell. With the band now, will this be the objective, to go outside of Switzerland?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Do you already have some plans or?
Working on it. It's a financial question, mainly. So, as usual, it's nothing new. Yeah, but that's the plan, to keep on this project. Yeah, just play live, you know. Mm-hmm. Just when you have a band that can just play along with whatever you're coming up with, they just play with you, and I mean that's priceless. That's I've been looking for a band like that for a long time, and just couldn't find it. You know, there always were some hooks and thrills. You know, like I would, but I can't because of blah blah blah, and that's a lucky punch.
It's looked like you fell in love.
Yeah. I mean, sure, of course. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Lovely marriage then.
Yeah, not married, but it's yeah. Yeah, sure. No, I mean it's golden when you go out and maybe you don't feel like a rainbow, and you come home and are richer than as you left. You know, so it's when they inspire you in any way. You know, not just technically, but from the overall mood, from the, you know, that blind understanding, that's magic.
Coming back for the audience here in Switzerland, how would you describe the Swiss public, Swiss audience?
To be honest, I don't get much of the audience while I'm playing. I don't have any feeling about time or you know, I don't know.
So when you're on stage, you forget everything.
Yeah. I'm not there, in a.
So where are you?
You know, I don't know, but I feel good there. I'm fine there. No, I mean, I just don't analyze anymore. Like, it doesn't make no sense, because it just keeps you from doing what you're there for. You're not there to, you know, think in a commercial way. Because I don't have to justify anything. I don't have to make it right for anyone. I mean, if you don't like it, just leave.
I mean, yeah. You're looking for the most natural way to play.
Absolutely, yeah.
Is it your first time here in Montreal?
Yes.
And so what do you think about the festival? Or the place?
Overwhelming. Absolutely. I mean, over the top.
You said you liked a lot the improvisation and the jam and all these stuff. Will we have the chance to see you in the jam session?
Probably, yeah.
Of tonight or other nights?
Sure. Yeah, maybe tonight. Yeah. Well, yeah, sounds good.
And I have a very, very silly question. What is your hair routine? What do you do to your hair?
First, I shower, then I have some Zippo fuel. Light it up a bit. No, I don't have any. You know, it's self-made.
That's nice.
Thanks. Yeah. Just let the, you know, the cutting do the cut.
Exactly.
We always come back to improvisation with you now.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, and I don't give a lot of I mean, who cares? There's always someone who thinks that, or I didn't ask anyone.
Pour information, donc Bob Spring a des longs cheveux noirs, c'est pour ça que j'ai posé la question.